Chairman Conaway, Ranking Member Peterson, and members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to testify on behalf of the Agriculture and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M University. As many of you know, our primary focus has been on analyzing the likely consequence of policy changes at the farm level with our one-of-a-kind data set of information that we collect from commercial farmers and ranchers located across the United States. For over 30 years, we have worked with the agriculture committees, providing members and committee staff objective research regarding the potential farm-level effects of agricultural policy changes. Working closely with commercial producers has provided our group with a unique perspective on agricultural policy. I was specifically asked to provide my perspective today about the conditions for crop agriculture. In 1983, we began collecting information from panels of 4 to 6 farmers or ranchers that make up what we call representative farms located in the primary production regions of the United States for the major agricultural commodities. The results I'm going to discuss today focus on the financial condition at the end of 2016 crop year for 64 representative crop farms located in 20 states. Figure 1 included in my testimony indicates each farm's location, type of farm, and the total number of acres on the farm. We have developed a color coding system to provide a quick way of showing how the farms are doing. Each farm is evaluated based on 1, their ability to cash flow, and 2, their ability to maintain equity. If a farm has less than a 25% chance of not cash flowing or losing equity, then it is coded green. Yellow farms have between a 25 and 50% chance, while red farms have a greater than 50% chance of not cash flowing and losing equity. Figures 2 through 5 provided in the testimony provide maps of all the farms along with our rating of their financial condition at the end of the 2016 crop year. To be blunt, these results are bad with very little hope of recovery on the horizon given current price forecasts by FAPRI and USDA. 49 of 64 farms are in moderate or poor financial condition. Specifically, 17 of 23 feed grain farms, 9 of 11 wheat farms, 11 of 15 cotton farms, and 12 of 15 rice farms in the period in moderate or poor financial condition. The overwhelming majority of the farms in 2016 with a high likelihood of serious cash flow shortfalls. On the other hand, the probability of large equity losses is much lower across all farms. We contact our individual representative farm members when we need their feedback on important issues. For this hearing, we specifically asked them about their financial situation now relative to last year at this time. How has their equity positions changed since 2013, which was the high of the market? And why and overall, their overall observations of the current financial environment? Below are a few generalizations I can make after reviewing all of the responses. There was only one farmer that reported making a profit on the 2016 crop. Corn farmers from North Dakota and Iowa, as well as cotton farmers from West Texas, indicated the only reason they broke even in 2016 were record yields. Generally, all the rest indicated that 2016 was a lost year where they had to roll operating notes forward or draw from reserves to pay off operating loans. Most indicated their equity positions were down at least 20% from 2013. Land values have declined some. However, many cited a substantial decline in equipment values as a major cause of lower equity in addition to having to borrow more. Their overall observations about the current financial environment were very discouraging, to say the least. They all indicated there is nothing else left to cut. They worry about the future of farming for younger farmers who are likely carrying more debt as they try to build their operations. In summary, I want to offer a few points for your consideration. First, the producer safety net contained in the 2014 Farm Bill has worked as intended for all crop farms except cotton. The combination of federal crop insurance and Title I commodity programs has helped the overwhelmingly majority of U.S. producers stay in business through some very difficult times. While the farmers we met with all expressed concern for the future, many indicated there wouldn't be a future without crop insurance protecting against weather problems and the PLC and ART programs protecting against low prices and incomes. The lone exception is cotton, as their STAX program has not provided the protection producers were hoping for. Not having Title I programs to protect from the sustained drop in cotton prices has caused severe financial difficulties only overcome by occasional record yields. Second, according to USDA, in the 3 years since the 2014 Farm Bill was passed, crop cash receipts have fallen $23.7 billion. During that time, Title I payments to crop farmers have totaled $13.2 billion, or a little more than one-half of the estimated loss in crop receipts. In no way are commodity payments making producers whole. And finally, it seems like nearly every month there is another report issued from interest groups who want to dismantle the producer safety net, often saying programs are too lucrative. Not only are the programs not too lucrative, but there is a growing need to provide additional funding as adverse economic conditions are expected to continue. Mr. Chairman, that completes my statement.